Hello, my friend, and welcome to Your Professional Hype Girl. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I'm very excited to talk about all the ways you can be loved on today's very special podcast because it is officially Valentine's Day, the day of love. Now, you may not be listening to this on Valentine's Day when this drops, but I thought, what better way to celebrate the day of love than by discussing the different love languages that are available. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and dive right into these because not everybody knows what their love language is. And this is a really great way to not only deepen your connection with your partner or your spouse, but this is also something that you can use in your relationship with your child, with a teen, anybody like that as well. It can be really powerful. So let's go ahead and get started. Now, the Five Love Languages is actually a book that was written by a Dr. Gary Chapman. And I read it, I think it was 2 years ago now. And then I also, my husband read it as well. And so it was really cool because we read it like one right after the other. And so it was a really neat experience because we could kind of talk about different aspects and different parts of the book and share what our love language was, of course, but also share, you know, how other things make us feel. So it was really cool to kind of be on the same page at the same time. And so if you don't have the book, I highly recommend going to get it. I am somebody who is a thrifty kind of gal. And so I'm going to highly recommend places like Half Price Books if you have a local one in your area. Otherwise, I do believe you can also just order straight from their website. So again, that's Half Price Books. My favorite place to order books as of like the past year or two has actually been a website called thriftbooks.com. I love that they have like how good the condition is. So if you're like, I don't care if this thing's practically falling apart, I just want it cheap, you can do that. Otherwise, you know, they have some that are brand new on there. So I love that website. You can go to thriftbooks.com. And then every time you order, you actually get like a credit or something or points or whatever. And then you can actually earn free books along the way. So those are some of my favorite places to go get books for myself. I hope you go and check that out. So let's talk about the five different love languages. The first one that I want to talk about is actually my husband's favorite love language, or his love language that he appreciates the most, and that is words of affirmation. So this is utilizing your words to essentially let your partner know how much you care about them. So for Steven, my husband, it's a lot of the, you know, just the reminders throughout the day that what he's doing kind of matters. What he's doing is really important and valuable. He also really loves like little love notes that I leave. So there was one day he wasn't having the best day, and I had put a note like right by a post-it right on our door leading out to our garage, because that's the main door that we go in and out of. And he was like, yeah, that note was sweet, but the one that got him was the one that I put actually in his car, like right above his steering wheel, like on his dash. And he just thought that was super sweet because it obviously takes a little bit more effort than just going, you know, by the door and slapping the post-it on. So a fun idea that you could do for somebody who has words of affirmation as their love language is you can write those little notes. One fun thing that you can do is you could hide different ones all throughout your home. So, you know, if they're opening a book, they might find it, or if they pick something up that they don't normally pick up, or hide it in like a, you know, a drawer where they could find it. That's always like a fun little surprise. I've done that where I've literally spent, you know, 10 minutes in a morning just jotting down little things that I love about my partner and then hiding them all around the house. And so There might even be some that he has yet to find, but it's just something fun. You feel a little sneaky doing it, but for somebody who has words of affirmation, it really makes them feel loved and know that they are appreciated. So that first one is words of affirmation. The second one I'm going to talk about is my favorite love language, and that is acts of service. Now, I want to tell you something about this. Your love language can change. So, for example, when my husband and I were just starting to date, my love language at that time was quality time, because him and I didn't get much time together because we lived further away from one another. I was a single mom, so I was very busy between work and mom life and all that stuff. And so at first, my love language was quality time. We'll talk about that one shortly, but I wanted to spend more time doing things with him. However, since we've been married, since we've been living together, I so appreciate acts of service. Like, I love when my gas tank is full and when he does that. I love when he takes out the trash. I love when he says, you know what, even though I cooked dinner, I'm also going to clean up dinner. I love those little acts that just show that he is considerate enough, that kind enough, caring enough to be able to do an act of service that helps me, because I'm a busy gal, right? Like, we all are busy. However, like, just him doing something simple that any of us can really do, right, just really makes me feel loved. So acts of service is mine. It doesn't have to be big things. It can be just little things that let me know that I am loved and appreciated, and that's what it's all about. So that's acts of service. The next one is gifts, and this is totally my child. I think maybe a lot of kids are pretty prone to having this one, but there's many adults who love receiving gifts too. So, you know, it could be a little trinket that somebody buys at a drugstore, or it could be a lavish, expensive, gorgeous, amazing gift. It could be flowers. It could be anything like that. There are certain people who love receiving gifts. Now, do I like receiving gifts? Of course I do, but that's not my primary love language. So you may notice if you take the quiz, you're going to have others that kind of score higher as well. So you very well may have a secondary love language that speaks to you, and that might be gifts for you, or gifts might be your primary love language. There's no right or wrong here. You have the, it's really what feels best to you, how you most feel loved and appreciated. And so gifts is another love language. Okay, the next one that we're going to talk about is quality time. And like I said before, this was initially my love language when I was first dating my husband. And this is just simply spending time with one another. So you may be in the same room watching a movie, and that is your idea of the perfect gift. It may be going to an event together. It may be it, whatever it is, it's just that quality time, the two of you together doing something, enjoying each other's company, laughing, having fun, all of those types of things. That is your quality time experience. So for some people, you know, sitting on the couch and watching something and scrolling your phones or whatever may not be a good example of quality time, because that might feel a little bit too separate, right? Whereas you may need to have more interactive conversation. And so whatever your quality time looks like, that is another love language, okay? And then last but not least, we have physical touch. So I always kind of giggle at this one because I think of my daughter, and anytime I like try to hug her or like, you know, be all mommy about it, like, oh, come here, give me a kiss. Like, she is such a teenager this way right now, like stiff as a board when I go to give her a hug, but I still do it because I want her to know that I love her. Physical touch, I think, especially when kids are super young, is really important. But obviously may not be everybody's favorite love language. However, there are many people who need that physical touch. They need that hug. They need that embrace. They need to be touching you when you're laying on the couch. Now, Stephen and myself, while there are times that physical touch is very important, if you know what I'm saying, like if we're on the couch, we don't need to be, you know, usually he's on one side and I'm on the other, and we are totally okay with that. Nobody is upset about that because physical touch is not one of our primary love languages. Now, I will tell you, when it comes to these love languages, you're gonna notice that not every pairing, right? Not every couple is going to have the same love language. As you know, I just told you mine is acts of service and Stephen's is words of affirmation. So I have to push myself to do words of affirmation for him, and he has to push himself to do acts of service. But if my husband was physical touch, I would try to make a point of it to make sure I was giving him a hug, make sure I was, you know, holding his hand when we're out walking at a store or something like that. So you really want to be mindful of your partner or whoever is in your life to acknowledge and respect and partake in their love language, because that's what makes them feel like you're truly caring, loving them in the way that's best for them. And that's one thing that's been so remarkable about the love language book for us is, you know, we didn't know those things at first, right? So, you know, it can get to a point in some relationships where somebody just doesn't feel loved because their partner has no idea what the heck their love language is. And so this is really a great book, a great opportunity for you to take the quiz and just see where you and your partner are at, where you and your child are at. You know, like you can give that to your child in the way that makes them feel best. And I think there's a lot of power behind that, because once you know that, it's kind of stuck in your brain and you can use that information moving forward to make your partner, to make your child, whoever it is that you are trying to make feel loved, loved, right? So I hope this message really helped you today. If you have not, go and take the quiz. You can go to just type in the 5 love languages quiz on Google. I literally think it's 5lovelanguages.com/quiz or whatever, but I'll look it up and I'll actually put it in the show notes for you guys. That way you have access to it right here at your fingertips. I will do that. And then screenshot this. I would love to hear what your love language is. Maybe if you and your partner have the same love language. I feel like it's always different, but maybe not. So I'm curious to know about that. And if you get some value from this today, make sure you share it with somebody who might need to hear it. If you could leave a review, that would be amazing. And I just want you to know that today of all days, I love you guys. I am so incredibly grateful that I have this platform where I can chat with you and that I can share what it is that I'm going through and messages that I feel need to be out there. And so with that being said, happy Valentine's Day. I know it might not be Valentine's Day when you're listening to this, but anyway, you need to know you're loved and appreciated. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.